I sip wine, 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 kick my feet up when I get time. It is a regret, take another sip, let my thoughts unwind. Wine, sip it and spill it. Sip it and spill it, sip it and spill it the tea. Sip it and spill it. What is poppin', everyone?
What's poppin'?
How you niggas doing?
Niggas is feeling like Beyonce. Like, niggas yeah. is feeling like I'm embodying all of the alien superstars. I'm embodying all of the beehive. I have them actually on my back right now.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Absolutely. Like, I feel like so strongly. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm feeling. Okay. That's the only feeling I feel is Beyonce.
I mean, that's pretty much our story time this week is Beyonce. We both got to see Beyonce. We went on different days, but we still got like a similar experience. So how did you enjoy the concert of I Feel Like the Decade?
Honestly, I think when people try to say that she's overrated, they actually have never been to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because Beyonce is worth every fucking hype that she gets. And I feel like she's been in the game for 20 plus years consistently. Bam, bam, bam. So when you're there, I was like, honestly, because I was talking to Samantha the day like after, and because like I made it very clear not to watch people's story that went to Beyonce before me because I didn't want them to spoil it for me. Mm-hmm. So when I talked to you, you were like, yeah, I cried. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I love Beyonce. So I'm like, am I getting the similar experience or is it she just like felt in awe? No. Two songs in and I cried. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it was because I was drunk or it was because like I was really feeling it. But
yeah,
Beyonce had bitches in a trance. Like I was literally stuck. I was like,
yeah.
How was your experience?
My experience is great. Beyonce told us to step and we all motherfucking step. I feel like she's one of the few people that could get this many people to listen to what she says.
Yeah.
And it was just such a great, everyone was just so in sync. We all knew to don't fucking play with, it's Beyonce. And we're about to enjoy the show. Everyone knows about the mute challenge. My mute challenge went well. But apparently there was a video going on TikTok where this girl was just like screaming like crazy. And I didn't hear her. And that was the day I went. So the people around me knew to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said that we won.
Yeah, Sunday. She said y'all did a really, really good job.
Oh, we was like.
Yeah. So Dallas and Texas, baby, we know how to act before Beyonce.
We do.
But I had a really good experience, and she's the only person I would pay this much money to go see.
Hello? Because the tickets was ticketing.
Yeah.
And I'm so embarrassed for the resellers because I'm pissed off because y'all are reselling them at prices that you can't even afford.
Dude, the resell shit was some bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I always say that you can only pay for an experience like that, and that was an experience. That wasn't something I can ever get back.
Because Beyonce don't even just put on a show. She puts on a production.
She does.
Like, it's a whole
There was no thing. Downtime. There was no downtime.
And, like, it's the details from the bracelet lighting up to the cookies to the... Everything was so in sync. Like, when I don't know if Beyonce makes any mistakes. Maybe she do make mistakes, but we just don't see
it. We don't see it because she's such a professional.
Yes.
Like, nothing about that show...
was out of line. Like, everything was perfect.
The fact that she didn't have a headliner and you sold out 2 days in a row... That's all I got to fucking say.
Homegirl sold out in every city.
I'm going to say, this bitch got people looking like fucking aluminum foil walking around them. Like, this bitch. And that's why, and she even had a quote up. That's why I pulled it up real quick, because I almost forgot. She had a quote while, you know, when it was the part where she's like, America, there's a problem.
Yeah.
She said, whoever controls the media controls the mind. And I said,
yeah,
that's a fact. And I said, you got these bitches out here looking like it's fucking Halloween early. All of them.
And we do it.
I'm gonna say I got fucking chrome nails because of you.
We do it. Got the makeup done, got the outfit. I got a cowboy hat that chrome, I will never
wear these things again. That's why when you kept asking me about my outfit, I said, I want something I know I'm gonna wear again. And it's still
I will never wear my outfit again.
You can't wear it again unless it's Halloween.
I can never wear my
outfit. But I can wear my outfit again.
You can. You definitely can, but my outfit...
I know. When I called Sammy was so disappointed. She's like, it's cute, but...
There's no silver.
She's like, where's your silver? I said, I thought about it. She's like, but there's no silver. I said, I'm telling you. Like, as much as I spent on my outfit, I needed to be able to wear it again.
I understand, because when you told me how much you spent, I was like, bitch, your whole outfit cost what your pants was. My whole ensemble, besides my hat,
yeah,
cost almost as much as your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a little bit over, but... it was still like three items versus
Yeah,
one.
You're right. You are right.
You know? But anyways, the girls are back at it again with their messy-ass episodes, Sip and Spill, where we create conversations all. Oh, wow.
Sip and wine.
I go by the name of Thug Motherfucking Sammy.
And I'm ambitious. I'm that girl.
Teray. I love that song. And Church Girl, and Alien Superstar, and Energy.
And Break My Soul.
And Break My Soul.
Renaissance is, that's what I'm saying, bangers, bangers, bangers.
Like, and the songs that wasn't even on the album.
Like, I'm just, Beyonce. What does it feel like to be you? I need to know.
Remember
I'm actually
when
jealous.
Oprah told her, you Beyonce. She said, thank you. That's how it feels to be Beyonce. She thinks her own name is a compliment.
It is a compliment.
It is.
So let's get into our icks of the week.
My ick of the week is, ladies, you too need to keep your hands to your motherfucking self. So I know sometimes when I get drunk and I see a bad bitch, you know, I'm looking at her like, damn, I want to fold you up and oppress and eat your pussy. But
I never feel that way.
Well, me personally, okay. I felt that way. But, you know, sometimes girls get away with things more than guys because we're women.
Facts.
And, you know, usually I would let something thing slide. So after the Beyonce concert, someone I knew was having a little get together, good mood. So, I went to see her for her birthday, and I still have my outfit on. So, you know, my skirt is pretty short.
Yeah, pretty short.
Pretty short. My booty cheeks is out.
They was out, babe.
Yes.
Okay.
So this girl, you know, she was flirting with me in the bathroom. You know the bathroom and girls, we just like to chat it up. We become friends in the bathroom. So
not me.
You've never had the bathroom experience with a whole bunch of girls?
Not really.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I know
the girls who get it. So the ones who
I'm like drunk and friendly all throughout the night, you know, not just in a secluded area. Like I'm always.
I don't mean just in that secluded area. You're friendly, but I feel like when a whole bunch of drunk girls are in a bathroom together, sometimes we have like.
I get that though. Yeah, I do get that. I get that. Okay.
Okay. So boom, she made it a couple passes. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then she proceeded to put her hand under my skirt and try to put her finger in my coochie. Luckily, I had underwear on that night because I knew how fucking short my dress is, my short was, because other than that, I'd never wear underwear. But she did that, and I moved her hand like this, and she was like, oh, I thought we were on the same page. I'm just like, bitch, no. Like, you don't get to touch my coochie because you're a girl. Like, there's boundaries, too. So, yes, bitches, you, too, can do predatorial shit because I was not okay with that. And I understand seeing a fine bitch and wanted to talk to her, but I have never, ever put my hands on a woman that I did not know. And not only that, put your hands under my skirt and try to put your finger in my coochie is insane.
That is insane.
It's completely insane. And I was so violated. I just left the bathroom. I was just like, you know what? I was having a conversation with another girl when she did that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. And she was like, yeah, girl, I get it. Because I wanted to hit her. That was my first thought, was to hit this girl. But I was like, you know what? Let me not do that. Let me just be better and move around. But yes, that's my ick of the week.
So I'm like fake. Sorry, I got a side note on that. Because I'm like fake gay. Like, I'm not like gay for real. Like, I won't eat no cat, but I'll let somebody eat mine. But occasionally, I do grab some titties and grab some ass.
Yeah.
But putting your fingers in.
That's what I'm saying. Girls can get away with that. I would not mind if she gave me a little booty slap. Cool. Yeah. You know, she's like, oh my God, I would, that's okay. But girl.
She tried to skip so many steps. She didn't even know your name.
She didn't even know my name. Nothing. She went straight to trying to put her finger in my coochie hole. And
you maybe gave her vibes. Did you give her vibes that you were okay with? But
like I said, we there was no vibes that I was okay with it. There was just like an exchange. Like I said, we had that little bathroom exchange and she was like, oh, you fine. Because I was like, oh, you're pretty too. Like that kind of exchange. She went to the bathroom, came out.
Okay. So I thought it was like more flirty.
Girl, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she wasn't even that cute. So I would have never flirted with her in real life. I just gave her that back because whatever. But she was not the kind of
girl I
would ever go for.
Bitch.
You icked me out.
You're not that cute to be doing that shit.
You are not that. Even a fine bitch wouldn't have gone away with that because don't put your finger in nobody's coochie that you don't know.
Fine women will absolutely get away with that.
Not with me. I'm not letting no bitch put her finger in my coochie that
I don't know.
Would
you let a man put his finger in?
Girl, if I won't even let a man breathe in my direction, bitch.
Okay, so my ick of the week is people who wear Crocs with no socks. Yeah. That literally grinds my gears. It makes my fucking ass itch. And honestly, it makes me feel like you have a venereal disease. I'm sorry. Like, all of it. It goes from 0 to 100. Because I just feel like walking out with Crocs knowing that anything can happen to your feet because there's so many holes. It's not like any regular shit. I mean, not wearing socks in general pissed me off, but Crocs specifically because there's no protection.
What about when people wear slides? That's no protection.
Slides are different. Like those are meant to be like that. But I feel like Crocs, it's like, why? Okay. I don't know. I think it's because I'm a Croc wearer and I always wear it with socks. I just feel like, I don't know. It just don't sit right with me. Maybe get away with it with other shit. Like slides are meant for that. Crocs, it's like protection adjacent. Like it's like cheese. It has holes in them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my icky.
It don't really bother me that much, but when I do see it, I'm just like, okay.
It bothers me. It makes me feel like...
It's like wearing, to me, it's like wearing slides. So it's like, you wouldn't wear socks with slides.
Though. It's not
slides. It got slides. A hole to make your feet breathe.
But it's not slides, though.
Okay, babes.
Because if you wear socks with slides, that's my ick. I don't like that shit.
Even during the winter?
Why are you wearing slides in the winter, babe?
You gotta go to a gas station real quick. You don't want to put on tennis shoes. You never made a quick run in the morning?
But I got Crocs.
I wear slides and socks.
I don't really have slides. Have you ever seen me in slides? No.
Okay, yeah. I got slides, so I will wear some socks and slides.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right, so let's get into motherfucking wine facts so we can get some tea time.
Tea time.
So I got this from Walgreens because I thought it was going to be a better selection than a gas station, but it's actually a worse selection than gas station. Mm-hmm. Walgreens wine is horrible. So I ended
It's probably
getting...
more expensive too, wasn't it?
I got the cheapest one that I could find. So it was really $14. But it also had very low calories. It's only 80 calories. Oh, wait. Per glass? 5 ounce.
So it's 80 calories per glass.
Per 5 ounce. Wow.
So per glass.
Yeah. It's only 8%.
So why do they advertise it like that to make it feel like you are actually drinking less calories, but it's only less calories per glass, not less calories overall?
Yeah, and it only has 8% alcohol, so we might need to add some tequila in this. Girl, I made a terrible choice.
And she said $14, like that was cheap. You didn't even tell them what it's called. You didn't even tell them if it was a Pinot. You didn't tell them if it was a Merlot. Like, what are we drinking, bitch?
It don't even matter.
What are we drinking?
It's a cupcake. I've had the Chardonnay cupcake, and it was pretty good, but it's cupcake lighthearted. It's a Pinot. 8% alcohol. It says, Meet Cupcake Lighthearted, our new collection of delicious 8% alcohol wines that are bright and bursting with refreshing natural sugar. 5 ounce per serving. Okay. So it's going to be light body, bursting with flavors of wild strawberry, plum, and a creamy finish with notes of cherry and vanilla.
I do like that it's clear. I like a clear bottle. I don't know why. Because, you know, usually when we drink a red wine, it's in a darker bottle.
This was also twisty, so it's having very white wine aesthetic.
I love a white wine aesthetic. Let's try this.
Okay.
Cheers to another Messy Ass episode.
We might have to add some tequila to this. Oh, I don't know why I did that.
It's actually not that bad to me. Wow. I'm surprised because you know how some places will get a cupcake wine and we'll be charging like, you know, $7-$8 a glass, knowing damn well that this bottle is going to end up costing less than how many drinks you take.
Yeah.
Scams.
I mean, that's what the world do. We get scammed every day, B.
You motherfucking truth.
All right, let's get to our fucking tea time.
Tea time.
Alex Fine. He is kind of fine.
Absolutely.
He is. And even for, I'm not going to say for a white man, because I would have been pissed if someone said.
Even for a white man.
Okay, well.
I mean, we can say it, they can't.
That's true. The hierarchy is the reason why. So anyways, Alex Fine made a comment under Peter's picture. He said he's so old and fruity. And I saw that. I'm like, bitch, now why the fuck would he even say that? What was the purpose of randomly attacking Diddy on a, I don't know if it was today, a Sunday or a Monday, and talk about how he's being old and fruity? You got Cassie. You married Cassie and you got a baby out of her.
I think too.
Yeah, well, leave the ex alone. Diddy did nothing to you. Well, I don't know what he did to you in private, but in public, he ain't do nothing to you. So what was?
Know, sometimes celebrities forget that they're celebrities. Because, yeah. I mean, he's a very low tier celebrity.
What is he famous for?
He was famous because he was a personal trainer to Diddy, and that's how he met Cassie. That's how he got famous. He was a personal trainer prior, but stealing your client's girlfriend is a different type of famous you get. Just like Bernice. Bernice is famous because she was T.I.'s side chick.
Yeah, she is.
That's why these people are famous. So that's what I'm saying. Very low, low tier.
That's so funny. How desperate, not desperate, but how sad was Cassie to leave Diddy for the trainer? He was
girl.
She was sad in that relationship, bitch.
She probably wasn't getting dick down, you know?
She was at her ends with.
She
like,
had to. She was like, this is the first man that touched me in months.
This is the first man that paid attention to
but
me.
But honestly,
in
this isn't the first time that I heard that Diddy was fruity. So I feel like for him, he's a low tier celebrity. So for him, he's like, who gonna attack me? Who gonna say anything?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, he's like, I'm harmless. But I'm like, and everyone already thinks it's true anyways. But I feel like he just can't say it because he's a low tier celebrity. Like if people like us say something, we would have never got no attention at all.
Yeah, if we would have commented that, no one would have
cared.
Yeah,
but because it was attached to Cassie, who was attached to Diddy, and being like dating someone for that long with no intentions of no kid. No, but then again, I keep saying that like that ain't happened to me. But I don't think I ain't even gonna say it. Because the thing is, what's so bad about me, sorry, side note before we get into the next story.
Yeah.
I have a lot of intrusive thoughts that sometimes happen that come out when they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest issue. Because one of my friends, she's like, Ami, you know, you shouldn't have said that. I said, well, I said what people be thinking.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, okay, Ami. let's move on. But all I gotta say is, Diddy, is he gay? I really want to know. I really want to know if Diddy gay for real. Because
do you think that he'll let us know if he was gay? I don't feel like that. I feel like he probably had a child just to prove that he could still, like, you know, he still be fucking bitches.
I feel like if Diddy came out, Diddy's one of those celebrities, if he came out as gay, I don't think anything would change for him.
At all.
I think it would be, like, he's Diddy. Like, he's already made his, like, stamp, so nothing will change for him. Nothing. So it's like, did it? So I mean, I wouldn't. If but well, maybe like bisexual.
I'm gonna say, but we always say that you don't even have to come out. You don't even have to tell us your sexual orientation.
Celebrities kind of don't have that choice.
They don't. You're right. They celebrities have don't. To come you celebrities out. Do kind of have to.
It sucks because like we say, we don't. You don't have to always. You don't ever have to say you're gay. But for them, they kind of have to. They have like a different set of rules they live by.
Do they really?
Yeah, celebrities have to come out. Because even if they don't, they're going to be constantly being asked.
Facts. That's absolute fact. Because, that is not even fucking a matter. Because I'm getting into a whole other fucking tangent that we ain't even get down to.
All right.
So let's talk about people that's in people's fucking business way too fucking much. We're going to talk about the aunties, the grandmas, the nanas, the everything that's under the sun. So, Sweetie posted a video of her minding her good old business, eating her nasty ass food like she always do.
Yeah.
Like, just living her
just
sweetie
living
ass
her
life.
Life, yeah.
And here comes Tamar Braxton under the motherfucking comments talking about, girl, why your nails so long? How you even wipe your ass? And first of all, Sammy was like, I hate that question in general. Yeah. Why are you asking me how I wipe my ass? I actually wipe my ass with fucking servants.
Right.
Does it fucking matter? What if I don't wipe my ass?
It's really none of your business. And bitch, I got a bidet, so I don't even really gotta wipe my ass. But even if you want to wipe your ass, you very possible just wrap the fucking paper towel around it and just wipe it. You know you can wipe your ass. You know, sweetie, wipe her motherfucking ass. Like, and then if you ask him that question, you expect her to break it down to you about how she actually wipe her ass. Like, shut the fuck up, oh ho. And I think it really bothered me so much because it happened to me. And it's like, I feel like next to white people, older black women are your biggest haters.
Yeah. Like, no, that's a fact. That's absolute fact. Because black elder women feel like they like are the blueprint. So they feel like younger women should have some decorum and respect about ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how I'm presented to you, Miss Nancy.
Thank
I don't give
you.
A fuck how I'm presented to you, Monique. I don't give a fuck how I'm presented to no fucking body. Shit. Cause if I want to look like no scary ass bitch, I'm a hoe. That's what I'm gonna fucking look like.
And that's what I'm gonna look
and
like.
And I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't have to explain to you. If
actually, I'm the happiest when I look that way. Because I feel like no one's going to bother me.
Hello. I'm actually the happiest when you're minding your fucking business. Yeah. Because what is me existing doing for you?
Doing for you. What does me wearing a bonnet do for you? I think it's because black people feel like if one do it, we all end it together. I think that's what it is.
But it's also the relevancy. You want to be relevant in my life so bad because you took it upon yourself to take out of your life time, precious time that you are actually running out of. To tell me something that has nothing to do with you.
Not you tell them these old hoes are running out of time.
They
bitch.
Is. They been running out of time.
We gonna be their age one day. I ain't running out of motherfucking
and
time.
And guess what? When I'm their age, I'm gonna mind my fucking old ass business.
Mind my fucking old ass.
Because one thing about it, I'm not worried about no young hoe. I already did that young hoe shit.
Right.
So
exactly.
I'm telling you, you had your time. Your time passed. It's time for you to shut the fuck up, sit in the back, and wait until we get old.
And wait till we get old and you're going to be older. So, yeah, speaking of Delulu, I feel like we definitely rebranded
being delusional. Oh, absolutely.
Like, when do we, and we make it into a catchphrase. I'm Delulu. Like, oh my God, I'm so Delulu. Like, we, the whole Delulu transition thing, and I think it's kind of cute. And we were saying earlier that these bitches and some of these niggas are very delusional because their Beyonce outfits were not Beyonce.
They were not Beyonce. And because I feel like I had an original outfit for Beyonce, which was this shirt. In a metallic skirt. And I was thinking I was going to step. Yeah. I was like, I'm about to put that shit on. And they're going to be like, ah. And it wasn't when I put it all together. And I was like, mm-mm. And all we've been seeing is people post all these outfits with these motherfucking cowboy hats. Because I feel like people think if they have the hat, it makes the outfit. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to think about it all together, babe. Like, head to toe.
Yeah.
Did you really think that was going to go well for you? Did you really think that you put that shit on?
Some do. Some do. And I mean, I get it. Not everyone has, you know, can spend crazy money to go see Beyonce. I mean, not go see Beyonce, go for an outfit. But still, I feel like do something, make something. Like, you can make something shake.
That's true.
It don't got to be expensive to make, to look good.
And at all.
Because you can
find a cute little
Shein outfit and it look good.
But I mean, speaking of delusion, it takes a certain level of delusion to be confident in thinking that it looks great. Like, no, I mean, but I feel like a lot of confidence and then what we're going to get into later is like manifestation. It takes a certain level of delusion to feel like you in that space with all those people that are like, they said that the NRG can hold 72,000 people.
Mm-hmm. And it was sold out.
So, yeah. So you felt like in that space, you upheld the confidence to wear that. Delusional.
Delusional.
Crazy.
Okay, well, speaking of delusional, like you said, we do have to have a level of delusion to
manifest
and make manifestation work, and we're going to get into it.
So though this was a concept that was around for a while, it actually got popular in 2006 when Rhonda Byrne made a book called The Secret, which discussed how a person's mindset has a direct effect on their life. In this novel, Byrne asserts that the law of attraction is the force that is responsible for the manifestations of our beliefs.
Okay, so the law of attraction actually originally appeared in 1906 when another author and publisher, William Walker, published Thoughts of a Vibration of the Law of the Attraction of in the Thoughts of the World. He was bold enough to utilize the phrase vibration, a very scary word back then. Why do people back then thought everything was evil? Like, anything finally they didn't understand?
Like, literally, if it wasn't attached to religion, people thought that it was, like, witchcraft.
Like, vibrations scared, the word vibration scared y'all? But anyways, his work provided a thorough and extrusive introduction in the ideas of thinking, energy, and vibrations, and manifestation. Do you know how brave you have to be to, like, at that time, to step away from religion and say, like, there's another way to, like, do things?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so...
How did you get into manifesting?
How I got into manifesting? It was actually from a book called You Are a Badass.
Uh-huh.
I read it through, I want to say, my transitional period of my life when I was transitioning from being a very diehard Christian to what I am now. I feel like I do believe in some of the practices, but I would consider myself more spiritual and worldly than, you know, religious. So, I was reading this book and she was just talking about how she manifested her lifestyle and how she helped other people manifest their lifestyle and what it takes to manifest. So that's when I started doing my post-its and I started writing what my goals were going to be and what I wanted out of life. And I actually started believing in my ability of making this podcast work. Like when I started this, I was just like, it was something I wanted to do. So yeah, let's drink it. Sip, sips.
It tastes better with the tequila in it.
You do.
It does taste better.
So yeah, that's when I started actually manifesting in this podcast and manifesting my dreams. And now like I'm not in a position, I was in a position where I was like, okay, this podcast is something I could do. And now I'm in a position where because of that book and because of what she said in those things, I'm in a position to this is what I am going to do. And because of that kind of got me into like, my ability to just speak things into existence. And from then is when I started journaling and just, you know, and you were into that kind of thing too. So I think your energy also kind of pushed it too, because I was learning more about how how much lies were in the Bible, like how much of it's fake, and like it was written by a white man, and like how inconsistent, and how like, okay, these are
heavy on inconsistent
things. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, prayer is low-key manifestation. If I'm praying mm-hmm. to a God and I'm asking for something,
you're you're speaking in the present tense, and yeah. most people don't understand when you're talking about manifestation, it usually happens in the present tense, when like even for affirmations as well. I'm sorry yeah. I cut you off, but
no,
it's like when someone is like saying, because when I do my affirmations, I always say them as a manifestation, because it's like I make $500 today.
Yeah.
And then usually I either make $500 or more right. or really close to, because I'm speaking in the present tense, because I already believe that it already happened without it yeah. even happening.
And it's also living in an illusion, because I'm like, I live my life as a person that I want to be.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not that person now, I'm going to live my life as this person. I live my life as a millionaire podcaster, because that's what I'm going to be, is a millionaire podcaster.
That's what I am. That's what I am.
That's what I am. So all that is how I got into manifestation. And how about you?
I got into manifestation because I was always a person that was into metaphysical things, as in crystals, as in meditation itself. So before I was manifesting, I was doing the little, you know, things that would align to it, but I wasn't actually believing into the actual speaking things into existence, into our wax lady, Vanessa, that we went to. She referred me this book that was called 111 Ways to Raise Your Vibrations. Mm-hmm. So when I'm reading it, it's really speaking all those things. I'm like, oh, okay, I believe that. That makes sense. All right. And then it also, I feel like that's the one thing that I think takes you over the edge, is when you start journaling these things.
Yeah. Because
journaling them, it's like you are actually tangibly putting these ideas and dreams and feelings, because they always say sometimes you learn or you get to understand something better once you write it down. Because just saying something out loud, okay, it sounds great. But writing it down, you go back and refer to it, it's like, damn, okay, I said this and then it happened.
Yeah.
Even if it took 3, 4, 5 years, I wrote this down years ago and here I am.
And here you are.
And yeah. it's in fruition. Mm-hmm. So with all this talk about manifestation, how can someone start manifesting things? How do you do that?
So how do you make your delusionals come true is you would make a vision board. I think the vision board idea is actually great. When I see other people on YouTube do it, I've always wanted to do a vision board. I've never done it. But when I see other people, like when they do it, I feel like their dreams always end up coming true.
That's a fact.
When they do a vision board. Another way is write it down. Like you said earlier, writing down, journaling your ideas and what you want is a great way to make your manifestations happen. Your goals on a, okay. And remember to always, the third thing is remember to always stay grateful in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you are grateful, I think that also helps manifest yeah. your dreams.
So another way is consider your dreams before bed. Making sure that you're always intentional about what you want to instill in your life is a good way to attract it. Another one is to go outside of your box. There is nothing wrong with staying in your comfort zone, but nothing grows there. So if you want to manifest something that's so unworldly, you have to put yourself in positions to be able to receive that. And then surround yourself with positivity. There is nothing like wanting something positive in your life to happen, but all you're thinking about is negative shit.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens when you literally feel like it's not going to happen for me, because it's happening for everyone. Having that crab in the barrel type of fucking mentality will never help you progress, nor anyone around you progress. So, I mean, the sooner you get out of it, the better.
But question, sometimes do you feel like just because you believe in it, it might not happen for you? Because I could have really believed in the Beyonce tickets going down, and them bitches really never went down. They stayed the same price.
I believed that they would go down, and some of them did, but I feel like we didn't look at the right times, and there's some certain areas.
The ones that did were not the ones that anyone wanted.
Doesn't matter. The tickets still went down, though. You see what I'm saying? They still did, just not the ones you wanted.
Oh, no.
The Lulu. Be the Salulu. The next one is to practice the 369 manifestation method. And this is either saying or writing something down throughout the day or the night. So it's like 3 times in the morning, 6 times throughout the day, and 9 times in the evening. So that means that you just keep checking into the original intention of what you wanted for your manifestation. And lastly, is walk the walk and talk the talk, like we say. Show up as the motherfucker you think that you is. Because I said I'm Beyonce. When I got dressed yesterday, I said they're going to act like, they're going to look around and say, damn, is that bitch supposed to be on stage? And I'm like, and was.
And was?
And was on stage.
What part? What part did you get one?
The part of the stage that was the center.
No, I said, what part of the of her show did you go in?
When I walked into that bitch. When I walked in, I was part of the show. Might have been part of the audience, but I was part of the show.
Okay. Well, I mean, she was recording, so you might be part of the, you know, the DVD when she turns it into one. So we've been talking about law of attraction and manifestation and law of attraction and manifestation. There are actually 12 laws of attraction, but I mean, laws of, yeah, attraction, but we're going to talk about this one. And law of attraction is pretty much, it's like-minded things. When you say positive things happens. When you say negative things do happen. So like attracts like, and that is the kind of the way law of attraction works. Also, nature abhors a vacuum. So this law of attraction suggests that removing negative things from your life can make space for positive things for your life. And I think that's super true It's like whenever you are filling your head with negative thoughts, you're gonna it's gonna be filled with negative thoughts. And then when you allow yourself to have positive thoughts, it's gonna be filled with positive thoughts. And when you are filled with positive thoughts, you just make things motherfucking happen.
That's true.
Especially when you're motherfucking happy. The present is always perfect. I know a lot of times, especially people like me, we're always thinking of the future and what we can do in the future. But the present is, what was that saying from Lion King? No. What was that?
Hakuna Matata?
No. Is it Lion King? Yes, it was Lion King when the monkey hit Simba. And he was like, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. Like, that's worry true. About the present.
Yeah.
So stuff like that is, I have to remind myself of that. Like, okay, it's don't be too focused on the past or the future. Worry about the present. And there's nothing better than the present. It's right now. That's why it's called a present.
Okay. And with the law of attraction, there are some impacts. And here are one of the two. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you the two anyways. But so there's a spiritual effect. The law of attraction may produce results because it taps into people's spirituality. And they say spirituality is close to alignment to God. And it works by aligning God or the universe with our wishes. So that's the number one thing you can do when it comes to manifestation. And the next one is the better well-being. I think we've touched on it multiple times. Sorry. Yeah. I think we touched on it multiple times. But when you are manifesting, you have to be at the best mental, physical health, if that makes any sense. You have to have the mental capacity to believe in all these worldly things. And when I was telling Samantha about this, I said, because I was talking, I talked to this guy and we were having a conversation about like Kanye West. And we said, everyone calls him delusional. Everyone says that he's this. But I'm like, he's literally created his entire life by... From the beginning, he said he was going to be a rapper. He said he was going to be one of the best rappers. And he believed that when he was
with
nothing.
With his whole entire chest
and he
heart.
Believed that when he was nothing. He believed that when he was just producing and he was, like, we've seen everyone that's seen Yeezus. What's it called? Yeezus? What was it called? Yeah. Virginia's.
His documentary? Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Yeezus, though? Mm-hmm. So we all seen the process of his mind. And everyone, when they were around him, thought he was delusional. They were like, you? This? That? And guess what? Everything that he wanted was into fruition because he did not stop believing and putting work towards what he believed. And for you to be a genius, you have to step out and believe you can do those things. So those are the two things in the impact of your life when you start manifesting. I mean, when you start believing into the law of attraction, actually. Start believing you got it.
So we're going to get into the last thing we manifested. What was the last thing you manifested?
Beyonce tickets. That's the last thing I manifested because I tell people I got my outfit before I got my ticket, which I did. Y'all, I was telling people, I'm like, I'm going to Beyonce. And everybody's like, tickets are so big. Tickets are so much. And I'm like, I'm still going. Does it matter? I'm going to go. So that's the last thing I manifested because I kept saying, I'm like, I'm going to go. I was like, rain, sleet, or show, snow, I'm going to go. I kept saying, I'm like, the money's going to come. And the money did. Like, I'm like, one day I came into work. Like, my manager can attest to this. I said, I'm going to make Beyonce ticket money. I made $1,000 that day. That was last week. I said, I'm going to make the money for Beyonce. So it's like, I kept saying it. I'm like, I believed it. And I let the universe provide me with what I needed just by believing in myself. What's the last thing you manifested?
The last thing I manifested was kind of funny because me and Stephanie manifested at the same time. So I was on TikTok and I saw this girl talking about manifestation and she said, every day, 3 times a day, write down or say that you're going to have a present and abundant surprise. And I sent it to her. I was like, okay, let's do this together. And every day we will say we're going to have a pleasant surprise. So ours were actually two different surprises. My surprise was I parked my car where they tow, which is like, you know, I don't know when you come over, I tell you never to park on that building across the street because they tow.
Yeah.
And remember when Josh came over, he got his car towed twice because he parked there. Yes, not once, but twice. So I parked my car there. I got high and forgot, and I left my car there overnight. And I woke up, and my car was still there.
And I'm going to say something that simple and something so small. Like, I feel like people always think that manifestations have to be like this big. It doesn't. It literally
because
just...
my car would have gone towed.
Yeah.
Everyone else's car gets towed. And even my neighbor was like, I'm surprised your car didn't get towed because everyone's car always gets towed. I was like, I know. And Stephanie's abundant surprise was she got like $800 on her food stamp card.
That's very much abundant.
Exactly. And like,
why is she not spreading the love?
Well, it just happened to happen because they, I don't know what was happening. For some reason, they weren't getting money on the food stamp card. And one day they woke up and it was like $800 on the card. And both our things happened on the same day. And we both started this manifestation thing on the same day together.
And you know what's funny? So I have, I'm going to say I have a friend, like y'all niggas don't know who they are by now. So Samira, me and Samira, we were trying to do, I don't know about her manifestations all came in fruition, but we got a little board on Pinterest where like whatever we want in our life, we just pin it to that board. So one day I was going through and it has like a 30-day manifestation journal. So I like sent it to her and I was like, we can do this every single day, keep each other accountable. She went through with it. I fell off after day 15, and I'm going to have to restart next month because I feel like I want to see what it looks like on the other end of that.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a different mindset change, I want to stick through with it and see, because it asks you very specific questions. It's like, where do you see yourself in 15 years? Why do you feel like you deserve these manifestations that you're asking for? Like, those are very specific questions. And I'm like,
yeah.
So I want to stick with that. So that's what my next thing is. After I do my little hard liquor fake cleanse, I'm going to go and do my manifestations and see if they can do it in alignment with that. Because I feel like that would be beautiful.
And it worked out for me. Our thing manifested at the same time on the same day. And we were doing it together.
I love that.
It was only a 3-day manifestation.
But it
thing.
Doesn't matter. I feel like that's how the universe works. Universe, there's really no timing. It just happens when it needs to happen.
Yeah.
So what are some misconceptions that people have about manifestation?
Okay, there's a couple of things that people have about manifestation. And it's the instant gratification. Even though I just talked about getting some instant gratification, that is not always the case. Sometimes when you manifest things, it takes months and years and whatever to come. Like, for example, my podcast popping when I become a millionaire, that might not be overnight. That might take something that might take years to do. And it's okay because I remember the story, even though our opinions have changed of her. But when Lizzo first came out, she manifested being a famous singer. It took her 10 years to become what she is now. And look at her, one of the biggest stars, even though she's kind of fucking up right now. But that's not the point. The bitch manifested her dreams. So just because it won't happen tomorrow or next week or next month or 3 years from now doesn't mean what you're saying isn't going to come through. Another misconception is trying too many things at once. So some people, like you said earlier, there's a 3-6-9 method. If you're doing that, division board, and just trying like too many manifestation things at once, it's not going to make your manifestation
happen any faster. Yeah.
Yeah. Just try one, stick to one. And like, just like any other thing, juggling too many things at the same time, you're not putting the intent and how much you need through each one because you're trying to do all of them.
That part.
So just stick to one so you can focus all your energy into what you want done. Another misconception is not understanding the reasoning behind the practices. So there's a manifestation quiz where you can find out why there are the reasoning behind certain practices, but it just helps you find the best manifestation tool for you. And the biggest mistakes that most people see when manifestation is just trying to do all the spiritual practice at once. So like I said earlier, just focus on one.
So one of the misconceptions of manifestation is think about the final, it's about the final destination. I think people don't understand even when you're going through the steps of manifestation, it's a journey. Like it, like we, I know she keeps saying it's not like instant gratification, but it's like the whole Beyonce thing. I had to get the outfit. I had to get this. I had to get that. I had a few obstacles before I actually got the ticket, but I got the ticket. Because even her, she went some obstacles through her ticket.
Girl.
And you still got to see Beyonce as well.
I did. I went through a horrible obstacle. A horrible one.
Another misconception is it's the same as accomplishing a goal. It is not the same as accomplishing a goal. When you are manifesting something, you are putting the belief that however it happens, it's going to happen because that's an intention that you're putting behind it. It's not a goal like, oh, I manifested this next manifestation. It's not like that. I don't know why people would think it's a goal. I feel like manifestation is just so, it's really, like I keep saying, it's a mindset change. Once your mind like switches on to I can control my reality, it's not a goal. It's a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. Another misconception when it comes to manifestation is just asking you shall receive. And manifestation is not just asking for something when you, and it just comes out of like fucking thin air. They said that your beliefs, emotions, and thoughts affect how they show up for you in your life. So you can't just ask for something and put no work behind it. Like, you know how sometimes you always are like, well, girl, you're just manifesting. I'm like, I say the universe works out for me, but I know I put a little bit of umph in the umph, you know? So I understand you can't just say the universe got me, but I feel like the universe do got me, but it's not just an asking you will receive because it don't work like that. Life ain't that easy. I wish it was, but life is absolutely not that easy.
Especially when you're a Black woman.
So here are some do's and don'ts when it comes to manifesting.
Okay, so some do's and don'ts is do trust that the universe has a better plan than yours. You know, and that's why I always say believing in yourself and the universe is almost the same thing as believing in God. Because they always say whenever something doesn't work that way, trust that God has a better plan mm-hmm. for you. And just like this says, trust that the universe has a better plan than yours. And it's very true because there's been times where some things didn't work out the way I wanted to and it ended up working like better for me. Especially like with the Beyonce tickets. It ended up working better for me because, you know, I'm not going to talk about it, but just know it ended up working better for me. So a don't is don't try to make it happen. And we're going to talk in code, okay? Because I don't want them to know what we're talking about. So remember how I said so-and-so was going to be my man? Like whenever so-and-so, I would talk to him.
Yes, you did.
And let it go. Did not talk about it. Did not make any effort to make it happen. And literally, it was the same week.
He literally was like coming to you and like telling you, hey, when, you know, I get all this together, I want to date you.
Yes. So I'm just like, I didn't make it happen and it happened. And it was really just one of the things I just said just to say, and it was no intent behind it. So trust and believe what you say might come into fruition.
And I feel like that's another thing that I feel like we should touch on as well. Because when it comes to manifesting, the biggest thing is release yourself of the outcome of it. It's going to come if it needs release to come to wiggle. You. Release because I feel yourself. Like so many times people are so, like I said, attached to the outcome. Like, I want this person to be my man or I want to get this job so bad that you are literally fixating on, oh my God, is this a sign? No, what the power of manifestation is believing that it's already yours, believing that the present tense is going to serve everything that you need and it's going to come to you in the divine timing. Because when you try to force something, it's not going to happen when you think it needs to happen. So another do when it comes to manifestation is do practice the spirituality aligned action method, like, you know, meditating, the 369. Like we said, find a method that works for you. So do that. And don't save your manifesting practice for only one time in one place. Don't just like say, oh, I'm only going to manifest when I'm meditating, or I'm only going to manifest when manifestation literally can go anywhere within your life and anytime. It's like a prayer, low-key. Like you said earlier. It's like you're speaking this into your life. Hold it close to you, but don't just like save it for like, oh, I can only do it when I'm meditating because that's when I'm at my highest vibration. That shit's kind of weird.
And I think that's why, like, I feel like Christianity and any kind of religion like this is so close to manifestation, like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's really the same thing, except they just add another element. So I feel like to kind of control you. And what we're talking about is more of a freeing.
It's freeing yourself up, freeing yourself of the control that all this gives you. Because you just have to show up, believe it, release it.
And release it and believe, and it will happen. So do, like you kind of said earlier, make manifestation a daily part of your life. You can do it by committed to meditating every day. You can turn your prayer, turn to prayer, stay aware of your finances to help attract abundance, like, and just be as zen as you can be. All these things can cultivate the feelings that you want to make your manifestation work. Like, just like you said earlier, just don't do it once and think that's it. You have to actually commit to this lifestyle every single day to remember you have to put things and say things and put things into fruition and existence.
So let's get into some motherfucking questions. What is the hardest part about manifestation?
The hardest part about manifestation is just waiting for it to work, I think. Especially when it's something that you're intentful about. Like I said, what I said to you was just in passing. It wasn't something I was like really intentful about.
Yeah, you weren't.
But
when it's something you really want.
But something that you really want is the hardest part is just the waiting, because you really want it. So, you know, you want it now. And that's just not how it works.
I think the hardest part about manifestation is actually believing you deserve that manifestation. Because even though sometimes we feel like we should be millionaires,
I think that might be for people who have low confidence, because I believe I deserve what I deserve.
Even with confidence, it's still hard to, like, it's hard to believe it, though. Because like you say, sometimes things fluctuate. So it's, even if you feel so strongly about it, you like, damn, do I deserve it?
Mm-hmm.
I do second guess, but sometimes second guessing is not even in my nature, but it happens in passing, y'all. Sometimes a bad bitch do not think she a bad bitch, but most times I am, because I'm Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
So my second question is, do you think that manifestation and spirituality and everything that we're hitting on right now is just a trend, or do you feel like something that's gonna, because you know everything is always trendy because of TikTok, mm-hmm. or because someone saw a viral video, do you, because you know I was thinking about, I was manifesting before people started calling it manifesting.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it's something that's going to stay for a while, or do you feel like it's just going to die down?
I think it's something that's half stayed for a while. Like we read about the origin. It started in 1906.
Yeah.
Though it got repopularized, it's something that's been going on for a while. So this law of attraction and manifesting, this has already been going on since the last 100 years. So I don't see it going away anytime soon, because we'll still be doing the same thing. We'll still believing in our delulu.
The Lulu is the Salulu. So thank you for following us on this journey. We greatly appreciate you guys taking your manifestations to another motherfucking level with some badass bitches with some badass vibrations. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already, follow the girls on all social media platforms at The Real Sip and Spill, except Twitter, which is
Sip and Spill 1.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Give us a 5-star bitches. Ow. Oh.